Republican Party.
He was attacked by other people who were running with him. His poll numbers would go up, theirs would go down, even to the point where they got kicked out of the race.
He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
Donald, adults learn not to interrupt
you. Yeah.
We are suspending our campaign.
I am suspending my campaign.
This next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Still looks like Hillary's the next president.
On Election Day 2016, the world witnessed the impossible when in the final hour, the map turned red.
Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
Well, my crystal ball has been shattered into atoms here because I predicted the exact opposite of what happened.
But the election of 2016 was only the beginning. Mark Taylor, author of The Trump Prophecies That Foretold Donald Trump's Unlikely Victory and the Stock Market Reaction That Would Follow, has something new to say about what is coming next. Something that will change the future of America and the world forever.
There's a bigger picture that the church is not seeing right now.
The Trump Prophecies, the astonishing true story of the man who saw tomorrow and what he says is coming next. Coming this 4th of July.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. But wow, that's some heavy, heavy. It's almost. I get this feeling, Fred, that it's almost a military level psyops that we just listened to. What's your thoughts?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Okay. I'm thinking political theater here. Trump exhibited all the masterful techniques of a consummate thespian, okay, during the campaign season and even since then. He's surrounded by these satanic Babylonian Talmudic Shabbat Lubridicker Lubavitchers. and that's why I brought up Henry Maykow from 21 August 16 of last year. Is Shabbat a criminal racist terrorist organization? Only because the head Shabbat Lubridicker rabbi Levi Semtov in D.C. said that they own the government, and I've got everyone's name, address, phone number from the janitorial staff all the way to the president. This is a rabbi, and even the FBI in 2004 divulged their report on AIPAC, which they said is a 65,000-plus member spy and terrorist network here in America.
Get a load of this!
Go
ahead.
Are you there? Where did Jared Kushner and Ivanka spend the entire day and night, election night, at the tomb of Menachem Mendel Schneerson? Apparently they were somehow trying to raise his spirit. I don't know.
Yeah, but okay. Hey, check this out as well. They had to get permission to travel on the Sabbath by the Chabad rabbi to go to on the trip with Trump. Very interesting stuff. I just wanted to throw that out by you. Hey, now let's listen to this. Yeah, go ahead.
Robert, remember the disclosure about the $6 billion coup d'etat in Ukraine of Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt?
Which is part of the Kagan family, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. $6 billion coup d'etat in the Ukraine, and supposedly, ever since that point in time, they've been blaming Putin for trying to take over, invade Ukraine, when all he's doing is defending.
That's the actual capital city of ancient Khazaria as well. And so
there you go.
Tex Mars, a couple of years ago was like, look, the Khazarians are trying to get basically Homeland 2.0. And then some of my Argentinian listeners were talking about Patagonia being another like Israel 3.0 after Kiev in the Ukraine, which is ancient Khazaria. There's all kinds of Israeli intelligence characters moving around down there, Patagonia, this big open swath of land down there in Argentina. So a lot of crazy, crazy stuff going on. It's like they're looking for like alternate operating bases for their activities and so forth. I wanted to get this out since the producer's letting us run over. Let's go to clip 19, Mr. Producer.
Get a load of this.
It's fine. Xantrax gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
So threatening.
It's fine. Xantrax gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
So threatening.
It's fine. Xantrax gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
So threatening.
Oh, but we're all crazy, right? Crazy Christians, crazy conspiracy theorists, right? Because that makes sense in the middle of the skit. For him to just say, Hail Satan, instead of saying, thank God.
Or there, Mr. Producer. That was last night on Saturday Night Live with The Rock, okay? Rocky Johnson's son with King Tonga's daughter or whatever, The Rock, movie star and everything. He's saying Hail Satan last night. Now, I'm last night, I'm just sitting, laying down, and I flipped on the TV, and I started scrolling, and The Rock's on another skit forever, basically on Saturday Night Live, where they're talking about doing threesomes, foursomes, and fivesomes in some bar. And this is the level where they're bringing things with The Rock, who is prospectively going to run with Mark Zuckerberg next time around for the presidency of the United States, which is very fascinating, with his little Hail Satan crap, which, if you remember, with the Obama Yes We Can garbage, and they played that all in reverse, that was Hail Satan. Very, very fascinating. Two hybrid mixed race guys, Obama and The Rock, and then Hail Satan forward from The Rock, and Obama with the Yes We Can garbage backwards, Hail Satan. Very fascinating. Your thoughts real quick, Fred.
On YouTube a couple years ago, I saw the presentation by, I believe, an honorable Hebrew American, Jonathan Kleck, K-L-E-C-K. Maybe he's related to Gary Kleck, you know, Florida State University criminologist, author of Point Blank. Anyway, it's called Antichrist Unveiled, The Sun Rising in the West. Antichrist Unveiled, The Sun Rising in the West. He covered all that in that presentation, but anybody who thinks that you have any kind of a substantive individual role in the presidential election as a registered voter, when you watch that presentation, Antichrist Unveiled, you're not going to be voting anymore. I mean, it's just astonishing, man. If you haven't seen that, you got to see it, because even the stage work in Denver of the Democratic National Committee for Obama's nomination acceptance, that sucker is right out of some satanic July Wood production. It is freaking bizarre, man. It goes way back.
That was the altar of Pergamon, the altar of Zeus, from where basically the Book of Revelation says where Satan has his throne. Very interesting. You know, they do this stuff to mind screw us. And so,
and you know what? This French prime minister, what was his name? I can't remember it now, but he said that the Louvre in France.
François Mitterrand, yeah, the 666 paneled pyramid there, the Louvre, yeah, that's the channel Lucifer.
Yeah, he said that's where Lucifer makes his home.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting stuff.
It is.
All right, so I'm going to end the show, but I appreciate you riding with me, Fred. It's been a long time since you and I have hung out, and Fred's always got a wealth of knowledge. But, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and cue up the end of the show, and you can lead us out with my last song, and I appreciate everybody. Go ahead.
Brother Robert, Semper Fi Excelsior.
There you go, bro. But thanks everybody for listening, and Sean down there in Australia, and Hooli over at Hooli's blog, and everybody that posts the show. We all love you guys for putting it out there, and a lot of people get to listen that way. And so, see you next week, hopefully. Cindy Erie Radio.
is the final chapter. Comes to an end when the love farewells like a friend. When the love comes to an end, when the love reaches the letter sent, don't run away, don't turn away, but break away the souls. Don't run away, don't turn away, but break away the souls.
A German Gestapo or a sergeant, Sarah Huckabee. You know, I really did not like her dad, much less to like her. You know, how could these people, why would they even accept to get behind the microphone and lie? Why? Lying for who? Poor Sean Spicer had to hide behind the bushes because he did not want to face anyone in the media. So yes, Donald Trump is going to fire everybody, and he's not going to hire any new people. He has Jared and Ivanka, and that should be plenty enough for him as advisors, because he does not need any advisors. If you're not going to use the advisors that you have, you know, the American taxpayer is paying a lot of money for those people to be around him, to advise him, but yet the guy is, he's an idiot. He's really an idiot. Donald Trump is an idiot. Mark my words. He is his own worst enemy. The guy's crazy. How could he tweet? I mean, you know what? Anyone with a third grade education will know Donald Trump, don't tweet. You are incriminating yourself. You know, when I heard the tweet that he tweeted, or no, in the letter that he sent to Comey, telling him that three times I asked you, am I under investigation, and you assured me that I was not. What? Has this guy ever been around attorneys? Anyone with a third grade education would have told him, stop, Donald. You are incriminating yourself. That means you have asked Comey, the chief investigator, if you are under investigation. You know what, Emma? It would be nice if each one of us who are being investigated, if we can fire them. Do you think Comey, if Donald Trump was under investigation, do you think Comey should have told him that he was under investigation? Of course not. That's why it's called an investigation. It doesn't matter if you are the president of the United States. You are not above the law. And you are firing him because you asked him three times, and then he comes back with another tweet threatening Comey. Man, the guy's acting like a thug. Threatening Comey, telling him that it better not be any tapes of their conversation. What? Look, I understand that we all think differently. We stand on issues at different length and different distances, and sometimes we are on opposite sides of these issues. And sometimes we don't see eye to eye. You disagree with me, I disagree with you. But I mean, come on, this is no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. We have in this country that we don't, that other countries don't have. You see, what he's doing, dictators do in third world countries. No one dares to investigate the president. It's unheard of in third world countries. And yes, they do. Look, okay, Comey is lucky that Trump, he only fired him. Because if Trump was a third world dictator, he would have shot him. He would have took him out there and shot him. But I guess he should feel lucky. But look, this is the United States of America. We pride ourselves or our democracy for our republic. For this guy to come in and destroy it, that's a shame on all of us. Not just those who are opposing. And look, they're saying that, hey, look, you know, why you Democrats are opposing this? You wanted Comey's head back in October. What does that have anything to do with now? Yeah, I think Comey, and I talked about this at that time, I think Comey, with his letter to Congress, secured the presidency for Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to be part of the program. Okay. Now, and we will be going to your phone calls here in a minute. But what Donald Trump is doing, you know what? I'm looking at Mike Pence, and Mike Pence is not doing what Mike Pence is supposed to be doing. Mike Pence is letting Donald Trump stew in his own juice. He's just letting him tighten the noose around his neck. That's what Mike Pence is doing. If Mike Pence has the president's interest at heart, he will be in that Oval Office there, taking that phone away from him, from Donald, and managing the country. But Mike Pence is not doing it. Now, Mike Pence, he was brought in to help Donald Trump politic because he doesn't know how to politic. The politician is Mike Pence, but Mike Pence is not doing his job. He is a very verse politician. He's good at it. And he's playing politics, by the way. He's playing politics, waiting for the moment that Donald Trump is out of that office so he can walk in. So it is not in the best interest of Mike Pence to show his boss, his comrade, to show him how it's done. Look, Mike, Donald picked you to help him navigate in the Washington swamp. But you're not. You actually sitting on shore, watching him going through the swamp, getting bitten by an alligator here and a snake there, and you're not doing anything. You're just letting him. Yeah, boss, keep going. I got your back. You know, Mike Pence needs to help him. But like I said, it's not in the best interest of Mike Pence to tell Donald Trump, let me show you how to be president. Let me show you how it's done. But he's not. Anyway, tell you what, we're going to go to the phones. I do believe we have Jared on line one. Jared, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're talking about Trump and impeachment. I guess it's possible, but isn't he supposed to go on a trip to Israel next month, around June 1st?
Actually, this month, at the end of May.
Right. Well, I think June 1st is, I read it somewhere, and I don't remember the details.
You know what?
June 1st is some kind of...
It could be June 1st, because on the 27th, I think he's going to be in Saudi Arabia or something. So it might be
June 1st. Did you know that the Sanhedrin, are back and reconvened?
Jared, don't lose your thought. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We'll continue with Jared. Go ahead, Jared.
Yes, some people would maybe bring up the trip to Jerusalem, but I don't know if he's just going to move the embassy. I read somewhere that the Sanhedrin has reconvened, and Christians know them as the people that supposedly crucified Jesus. Well, I read that they're supposedly going to make the borders of Jerusalem so they can continue the animal sacrifices. They also want to build the third temple. And my quandary is, I'll tell you that something that words that are attributed to Jesus, I don't know if he said them because he didn't tell them directly to me, but he said that in the end times, people are just going to go back to and fro doing whatever they want, not giving a flip, basically, is what he said. And we're just going to let all this happen. And they're going to start the third temple and the animal sacrifices and all that, and people are going to just don't care. They're all dumbed down and brainwashed and you're right.
They are dumbed down, and they are working on, not rebuilding, because actually there was no temple on that site. And this has been proven not once, but 100 times, the temple was not on that site. So when they say we're going to rebuild the temple, well, eventually they do have the power and they can build a temple, but not rebuilding a temple. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I talked to this guy who lives in the Middle East. He's an expatriate, I guess, from the States. He was born and raised in L.A., Los Angeles, California. And he's a real smart guy, and I like to tune into him on Saturday mornings. He's got a radio show, and he's got it set up where you can call in. But, he's friends with a lot of different people. You know, he's very worldly. He's in some type of communications field or something. And basically, I think what happened was he was very outspoken early on the Internet about the Jewish question, and they went after him pretty full bore and basically blackballed him to where he couldn't work anymore inside the state, so he had to make other arrangements. So anyway, he said that he talks to a lot of different people, including, some Saudis, people, you know, in the Saudi government. And he says, you know, these people, actually, some of them are pretty decent people. They're very westernized, and they're against the bad elements in their own countries, and he has to be very careful what he says and how far he goes. But you know, they said that, you know, we all know. He said all the intelligent people here in the Middle East, you know, the more educated types and whatnot, we know that you guys don't control America. We know that the Zionists control America, and you guys basically don't have any say in it at all. And he said it's the same thing here in Saudi. The Zionists control Saudi Arabia. Now they're paid the controlling factors indigenously are paid very well to be puppets. But he said, you know, we can't get rid of, you know, the Zionist control and our, you know, land until you get it out of yours. That was one thing I had to say, if you had any comment on that. And then I had one other quick thing.
Yeah, my comment, Frank, is he's right, but that influence is coming from them controlling the United States, and the United States is controlling the Saudis, and the United States is controlling the rest of the world that they can control for the Zionists. Because if the biggest and the strongest is controlled by the Zionists, then they can use that strong man. You know, who do you think destroyed Iraq? It wasn't the United States. It was the Zionists using the United States. We went to war against Iraq for Israel, and I think we have talked about this for the last 14, 15 years, that we went to war against Iraq. We destroyed the country of Iraq and killed its president, not because they threatened us, not because of any of our interests that we thought it would harm, but because it was for the interest and it was an Israeli objective in its own right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all for greater Israel. I understand that. The other thing I had was I listen and talk fairly regularly to this other guy. He's a PhD. Now, he's a former professor of an elite Ivy League college in the United States. And, he has a lot to offer, but he doesn't understand the importance of 9/11, exposing the truth, the inside job, the false flag of 9/11. He says, well, it was not that big a deal to me because, you know, like me, that was the catalyst that really got me to thinking for myself, and I finally woke up. He said, I was already suspicious of everything the government did, so it really didn't, you know, it was just a bump in the road for me. But I'm trying to explain to him, in my opinion at least, that is the Achilles heel of the Zionists. That's where they went one step too far, and it's so easy to connect the dots and show. There were a lot of different people involved, but it was primarily the Zionists that were involved, dual Israeli citizens and Israelis and whatnot. And I don't understand these PhDs that want to steer away from 9/11. They don't want to talk about it.
Frank,
you're never going to win. You're never going to win then.
And the longer we go, it's not to our advantage, because the new generations, you know, you have to understand that happened in 2001. In 2001, people who were born in that year, they are what, 16 years old now? Imagine those who were 6 and 7 years old at the time and 10 year old at the time. Now they are in their 20s. Now they are 25, 26. Now they are what? About 1/3 of the country? Maybe? Well, these people don't know much about 9/11, and they're not going to know much about 9/11. And 9/11, if you tell them it was done for Israel, it's not going to mean anything to them. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Let's go to Lynn in Michigan. Lynn. Len, welcome to the program. Is Len with us? Len?
There?
Yes,
are
I
you
hear
there?
Now. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dr. Tuwali.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day. I hope you and your family have a good day. Before I go into what I wanted to say about what you were saying, the last time I called, one of the first things on my list was to ask about Frank in West Virginia. And if something's happened to him, I'm really sorry. And I wanted to say that. And if you talk to his family or anything,
let him know. I don't really know anyone in his family, and I'm really shocked. Somebody sent me an email or a message. I don't remember where. It could be on Facebook. It could be this. And he mentioned that. So I don't know. I don't really know anything about him. But if anything happened to him, I'm really, even though he opposed me every time, but I'm really going to miss him. So if
yes,
that's
but
what
he
happened,
was always respectful.
He was. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was very, you know, and he always greeted you so nicely, and
yes.
I miss him. I miss
yes.
him.
Yes, I miss him.
You know? So, okay, all right, Donald Trumpy. So much happened this week. I actually, when he fired Comey, I thought it had more to do with Monday's hearing with the acting fired attorney general and that hearing, but who knows? It doesn't matter, but because then we have Kissinger in the White House. I'm like, what? And then the thing with the Russian media outlet, right before that, when the other Russian was leaving his meeting at the State Department with Tillerson, and the media threw out a question about Comey, the guy smiled and was like, oh, he's fired. So guess who Donald Trump's real boss is? Okay, it's the Russians, folks, because he can be so easily played. But let me tell the other thing is when he had Task or Tusk, that Russian media outlet, the only reason we know that is because the Russians outed it and put out the photos of Trump smiling like no tomorrow, Mr. Grumpy himself, you know, because he is a thug. And but the last time Russian media were in the White House like that, because they didn't get any clearance to be there, they actually bugged the White House, it turned out to be. So, you know, if Comey got, you know, recorded, I wonder who did it, them or us. Okay, but what scares me the most is Mike Pence. Have you ever listened to Mike Pence introduce Donald Trump? The guy is like actor extraordinaire. I mean, he had to ace acting class. He's over the top in compliments about the president. He lies like a rug. There is no way he is going out there and saying this stuff and not knowing that it's all not true. You know, the whole thing about Flynn, he knows he's part of it. And then the reason I really dislike him is because he's always the one there praying and you know, pleading the blood of Jesus over it all, or praying in the name of Jesus. And that's what makes it worse, because he's a deceiver. Now, I don't like Donald Trump at all, but if you're going to impeach him, impeach Mike Pence with him, and throw in Paul Ryan to boot, because they're in cahoots. But I think we're really in trouble. I think that these people are so controlled, you know, and how I've talked in the past about the Christian evangelicals. This is not a small group of people that don't have money. I mean, these prayer calls, they are over the top, and the people behind them are Family Research Council and Liberty University. And, I mean, there are billions and billions of dollars behind these people, and they have this Christian doctrine called Seven Mountains, which the purpose was to infiltrate the major areas of society and influence it. You know what? They've done it. They've won. And they have this weirdo false doctrine, and these people don't even realize that they're listening to something that isn't true.
Very good. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. And speaking of Liberty University, actually, Donald Trump was at Liberty University, I believe yesterday or the day before. He did the commencement speech. And so that tells you how influential Liberty University and the rest of the evangelicals are when it comes to Trump. And when we talk about Liberty University and the evangelicals, you're talking about John Hagee, and when you talk about John Hagee, you talk about Israel, you talk about pro-Israel, you talk about Israel's firsters, and that's basically what we have here. I told you this before. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States. Now, I know some of you are going out there and talking about, oh, these are the Jews who are doing this to Donald Trump. No. As far as the Jews are concerned, they will get whatever they want no matter who the president is. And that is a fact that you can take to the bank. And now, she did mention something about impeachment, and I'll tell you what, there is plenty, you know, in the articles of impeachment. Obstruction of justice is very much when they impeached Nixon. The first article was obstruction of justice, and I guarantee you, there's a lot we don't know, and there are some tapes out there. Otherwise, Donald Trump will not be threatening when he told Comey in a tweet, for God's sake. I mean, how stupid can you get? Why didn't he send a secret somebody, a secret message to Comey warning him that it better not be any tapes of their conversations? No, he wants to go and put it out there in a tweet. So everybody now wants to know what's on those tapes. Everybody wants to know. Now, you do know conversations of a president are part of the record. Conversations are part of the record. I guess people around Trump did not tell him that. When the president of the United States meets with the FBI director, he called him up to come to the White House for dinner. And now the president said that it was Comey who asked for it, but everybody, including people in the White House and White House records, showing that it was Donald Trump who initiated that and invited Comey to come to the White House to talk about loyalty. And for a president to get the chief investigator to the White House when you are in the middle of investigating, okay, let's forget about investigating Trump himself. Let's say investigating the campaign and the Russian thing that is now known as the Russian thing. You don't ask for loyalty. That means you are obstructing justice. You are incriminating yourself when you do that. Now, doesn't Donald Trump have advisors around him? Who's advising him? Apparently nobody. Or those around him want him to fail. I guarantee you, if we do have impeachment process, if we start the impeachment process, you will see many people running away from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is messing up big time. He's messing up big time. All right, let's go back to the phones with Tom in Florida on line one. Tom.
Yes, good day to you, Mr. Lally. I got to tell you this. Do you remember what Richard Nixon said?
About what?
When he said, where all the Jews come from? When they took him down? When they got the Cubans and busted into Watergate? And then Nixon's going, where are all these Jews coming from? In his cabinet? Okay. Well, look at the same thing you're talking about, Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't going nowhere. I can tell you that right now. He ain't going to be going nowhere. The only thing, he may become one of the greatest presidents we ever had. And the fact of the matter is, because he's dealing with the immigration and all the other problems we have.
How could you say this, Tom, do you want to destroy?
You listen to me.
You listen to me. Do you want to destroy the Constitution of the United States?
It's already been destroyed.
How is he
It's already been destroyed.
Listen, I don't want to live in a third world country.
You're in a third world country.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're still in a much better shape than a third world country, and I don't want a dictator, and he's not going to be the best president. He will go down in history as the worst president, unfortunately. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to Kathy in Massachusetts.
I want to ask you a question.
Kathy, sorry, Tom. We only have a couple of minutes left. We have to get to other people. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, time flies by when you are having fun. Before I go back to the phones, I must say hello to a listener who's listening to us from Gaza City. Yasmin is listening to us from Gaza City. Thank you, Yasmin, for tuning in. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Kathy in Massachusetts. Kathy.
Hi, I just wanted to say I've been listening to a guy, George Webb. He's got a YouTube channel. The comments are worth must reading. He's using the commenters as researchers to help him connect the dots with the Hillary emails, okay? It's a fascinating YouTube channel. Now, you know, who is he? With his background, he goes into that in some of them, but it is utterly fascinating. And on the flip side, I watched... It's a Netherlands, just went up on YouTube a couple of days ago. The Dubious Friends of Donald Trump. the two-part thing. There's one place you can find it in one part. It's from the it's out of the Netherlands. That is also riveting. So, again, I don't see light at the end of this tunnel. I'm sorry. So, eat well, live right, you know, hope for the best and pray hard. That's my two cents for the day, but yes.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Okay, we only have like a couple of minutes left. Let's go to Nancy in California on line 5. Nancy.
Hashem, I feel like your position with Trump boils down to your loyalty to people you believe he has been hostile to. I think it was a good thing he fired Comey. I don't want to get off on that. That's a tangent. That's an aside. May I say something?
Judgment.
I'll get back to it. I'll answer your question in a minute. Let me finish my statement, please.
My
comment is that I believe Comey's part of the deep state, and that I'm glad he fired him. When he investigated Hillary and he said, oh, yes, she's guilty of all this, but she didn't try to, so we're not going to do anything to her. He should have been ousted then. He's a traitor.
Okay.
He wants loyalty to the Constitution. I don't think he's asking for personal loyalty.
He was asking.
How do you know that? Were you there?
He was asking for personal loyalty.
Oh,
yeah, he
true.
Asked him, are you going to be loyal to me, not to the Constitution? Do you think Donald Trump cares about the Constitution? No, he does not. Now you need to qualify your first comment that I am this way with Trump because he is against some people that I... Who are you talking about? Hillary Clinton? Who? Answer. Of course she can't. But she had to put that in. No, I'm not hostile to Trump. I'm not even playing politics with Trump. Oh, now she's an expert on why I am this way with Trump. I'm this way with Trump because Trump is doing this to himself. Because I believed in Trump in the beginning and then I saw through him. That's why. Now, she did not stay online to explain to me the accusations that she accused me. Oh, the deep state. No. Now, listen. I'm not a fan of Comey. But what Trump did is crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. Anyway, that's all we have for you today. As we always say, go do the right thing. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Goodbye.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.